Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. Today, it might sound a bit out of nowhere, but I want to start with a straightforward question. How do you meet your boyfriend or girlfriend? If you're from the ancient era, you would use letters or phone calls. Or if you're like a modern wannabe, you would try SNS or matching apps. By the way, I'm kind of in between, so you can probably guess my age now. Anyway, let me introduce you to a classic way of meeting in Japan. That is, Gokon. Gokon is a casual meetup or small party, mostly held in a fancy restaurant. There are two groups with the same number of men and women, and they gather at one table to talk and play a small game over the meal. Usually, both groups don't know who's coming to Gokon until the day, so you can enjoy it as a blind date as well. I suppose it's basically a fun thing to do, but sometimes you have to be careful. You know, even though you enjoy talking to the person next to you, how much do you know about him or her? Today's story is about what the girl experienced after going to a Gokon party. Let's move on to the storytelling part. Episode 12, A Guy from Gokon. The original story is from Shuhei Shimada. He's a comedian, but also famous as a Kaiden storyteller as well. This story is about what happened to one of his female friends. From here, I will describe I as Shuhei himself for convenience. You know my friend? She's really pretty. But she hasn't got a boyfriend for a while. She was always asking if there was anyone good out there. But she never went on Gokon, a kind of Japanese blind date. You know, she had been traumatized by men or what. And she also felt like the kind of guys who go on Gokon, they're not good men and not trustworthy. But if she doesn't try anything, there's no change anyway. So I said, you can have a go for one time, or you won't meet anyone. Also, you have no right to judge men in Gokon without actually going there. That's how I push her. Then she finally said, okay then. So she made up her mind and went to one of Gokon parties. At Gokon, there were three guys and three girls, including her. She was chatting with a boy sitting in front of her. He seemed like a decent, handsome young man. She thought, oh, there's a nice looking man like him at Gokon. That's not too bad. After a while, they kept talking about some stuff, and she felt like they got on very well. He was going like, what's your hobby? He asked. I like going to the cinema and watching films.
Oh really?
Me too. What kind of films? That might sound weird, but I like horror ones.
Oh, that's crazy. I like horror films as well.
In the end, she even felt like they were destined to be together. And I also thought, I'm glad I worked so hard to come to the Gokun because I met such a nice guy. After the Gokun, the boy said he walked her to the station. Since she was starting to like him a bit more, the offer made her happier. When arriving at the station, he said, "Okay then, happy to meet you. Have a safe journey home." You know, some men just want to do the business, even though they meet girls on the day for the first time. They would invite you to a love hotel right after Gokun. So, from a girl's point of view, his attitude that he wasn't trying to do it on the day seemed very gentlemanlike. She was already falling for the guy. She really wanted to see him again for sure. So she got the courage to say, "It's probably odd for me to ask this, but can I get your number?" The boy was smiling. He looked happy as well.
"Of course. Then I'll give you my number and you can call me now. Then I register yours."
"Sounds good. So my number is 0904 blah 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 blah."
"Yes, yes, 090.
And the moment she pressed the call button, there were letters on the screen. "Corporate? Question mark." That's how she knew everything about what was going on. At the beginning of the story, remember this girl was traumatized by man. Actually, some months ago, she got a lot of silent phone calls. What made it even scarier was that she got calls right after she came home or after she got out of the bath. The timing implied that somebody was watching her all the time. So she decided to register the number and set it to block calls. But of course, there was no way to know the name of this person, so she didn't know what name to register this number with. Then, for the time being, she just registered the name as corporate, question mark. So this corporate was a boy in front of her. You know, that explains everything. Because he's a stalker who knows a lot about her, he also knew her hobby and testing horror films. I want you all to be careful. When you meet someone somewhere and you hit it off and become friends or even further, is it really the first time you've met them? Oshimai. Thank you very much for listening to the story. What do you think about that? This story is kind of a short one, but I believe the horror is deep enough. Can you imagine how she felt when she realized that he was a stalker? The fun feeling during the Gokun party immediately went down to the bottom, and everything became creepy all at once. And that height difference must have been like a roller coaster. You know, in the Kaidan world, we kill this kind of human-based horror, Hitokawa. And yeah, this is one of the best Hitokawa stories indeed. Anyway, do you want to share your thoughts on this story as well? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave the link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice, first of all, for me, it will be a huge support and motivation, and for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end, so let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu, again, for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, and sayonara for more children thrills next time. Bye!